Hello, thank you for holding, Steve. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. I just want pricing at this point.
Okay, got it. I'll jump straight to it then. So let me get over there. Did you have any questions aside from pricing before I get into it?
No, I have no questions because I really don't have time for meetings. I am curious about an online presence, but I just need to know what we're looking at so I can decide if I'm ready to do that now or not.
Okay. So our rates here, everything's month to month, absolutely no contracts. Your pricing is going to be at a set flat rate of $299 a month for our platinum package.
Okay, what's that give me?
So that's going to include complete Google local optimization setup in the map section. Okay. You're also going to get a directory submission package to the most popular search directories in your area. So Bing, Yahoo, Apple, Yelp, and Meta, which is, you know, Facebook and Instagram. And very, very important, this is exposure that covers all devices too. So iPhones, Androids, tablets, even desktops. So we literally cover all your bases here.
Okay.
So just to give you an example, if somebody's searching for a roofing contractor, right, in your area, you'll show up as one of the top recommended companies on the first page. And to paint you a bigger picture, Steve, you're going to be allowed to have multiple keyword phrases as long as they're services you offer. You get 20 keywords total. So if someone types in roofer near me, best roofing contractors, etc., you'll show up as soon as these phrases are typed in. Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right. Now, you currently don't have a website either, right?
In the process of building it, I had to get the register changed to me, which happened yesterday.
Okay. So, I think I found it, too.
They had a website, but I had to show them that I bought it. I had to get the registrar to actually give me access to it, and now I can try and, you know, build it with like Wix or something.
Okay, got it. So that's in the process. It's motcoroofing.com, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I was able to pull it up. It looks like it's the registrar's GoDaddy right now, right? Is what you have it on?
It is.
Okay, awesome.
And it's
okay.
Paid for a they're not going to be who I keep. I don't really like them. They're too expensive. Yeah.
Got it.
I can go with somebody a lot better that has more security and, you know. But I'll use them since they prepaid it. I got 11 free months. I will use
them. Yeah, absolutely. Who doesn't like free, you know? So do you need help designing the website, or are you planning to do that on your own? Steve?
I just hired a salesperson.
Oh, you're kind of cutting out on me. I heard you say you hired somebody, though, right, to do the website?
I hired a sales manager, and he's probably going to build it.
Okay, good to hear. So that's in the works. Okay. Awesome. So I do want to tell you, since we're
emails today.
good, man. Sounds like you're building. So I do want to tell you, since we're a Google Premier partner and a partner with Meta, they allow us to bundle their advertising with our services. So the way that's going to benefit your company is we're not just going to target your local zip code. We could do your service radius up to a 50-mile radius max. You know, which obviously gets you more exposure. Yeah.
I run an hour and a half from zip code, let's say, 78729.
78729. Okay. I had 78634 for you. That's the wrong zip code?
That's my business address. But
okay.
I run an hour and a half from the center of 78634.
Okay. Let me tell you how far 50 miles gets you, okay? Give me one quick second.
Okay.
It doesn't tell me by like hours. You know,
target areas that I hit is okay. What I'm getting at.
Okay, okay. So if you have certain cities, even you know, counties, right, et cetera, we could target those. But if you did that 50-mile radius that I was talking about, I'll tell you how far that takes you right now. So from that city, it takes you as far north as Killeen.
Now, it doesn't take me to Waco, but it takes me to Killeen. Because I will right. do Waco, but it does take me to Killeen. Okay.
Okay. It's going to take you as far east as, well, I guess this would be like southeast, but Smithville.
Okay, that's past Bastrop, all right.
Yep, just past it. And then it takes you as far south as Lockhart and San Marcos.
Okay, so it doesn't get me to San Antonio, but it goes to San Marcos, okay.
Correct. And then, let's see, you're going as far west as Johnson City with that 50-mile radius.
Yeah, I do Johnson City already, so okay.
Okay. So it sounds like you travel a little
further. How
about further.
Marble Falls and Meadow Lakes?
Here, I'll tell you right now. Give me 1 second. Just going to do a search on it. You said Meadow Lakes, right?
Yep.
All right, let's see. Canyon Lake. Yeah, it doesn't have Meadow Lake in there. What was the other city?
Well, try Marble Falls. Meadow Lake is a little independent city. On
Marble Falls is on there. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that means Meadow Lake is on there. How about what's that place called? Horseshoe Bay?
Horseshoe Bay. Yes, sir. Horseshoe Bay is on there.
Okay, then that means Meadow Lake is on there. It's just a little incorporated city. But
oh,
I did
really?
90,000 in revenue out of it last week, so...
Yeah, when I did a search, it showed me like Canyon Lake. So I tried to find it.
Meadow Lake is literally Marble Falls is around Meadow Lake.
Oh, really? Okay, okay. Yeah, I just did like a control S.
It's really Marble Falls.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, no, it's in Marble Falls. It's just an incorporated city within Marble Falls that they incorporated before Marble Falls could actually close them in.
Got it. So it's one of those like new cities, it sounds like, right?
I don't know if it's new,
okay.
But I can tell you it's not on Waze, and it can tell you it's the mapping and their stuff. It's kind of, but it's got a, you have to go through security to get in.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
So they probably don't even let the little mapping people come in there.
Got you. Okay. So just to give you an idea, go ahead.
On the other side, I need to know, how about Bryan College Station?
Give me a second. Let me go back to that. My bad. Bryan College Station, right?
At Bryan or College Station. There are two cities that are basically one.
Neither one of those are on there.
So, how about Rockdale?
Rockdale. Yeah, Rockdale's on there. Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's about as far as we'll get into major cities.
Yeah, it's a
Bryan
lot of
Bryan would be there from
there.
My house. I'm just saying, right. Bryan would be there from my house, but
right.
We're not really ready to go that direction yet anyway.
Got it.
I was curious. 50 miles would easy falling from my house, but it's not falling in from the center of Austin. And that's what I'm basing this off of. Our radius is going out from
78729.
You're in on, right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, sir. So I pulled up, just so you know too, I pulled the analytics up for this 50-mile radius. So it shows me the results off the past 30 days within that 50-mile radius for keywords related to roofers. It shows me, let me go back, 1,812 searches on Google. Now, that doesn't mean you'll get 1,800 phone calls, you know, but I'm sure you'd love to capitalize on a small percentage of these clients searching where they could call you directly, right?
So how often do you have any proof people actually call after they search? I mean, do you have any numbers?
We do.
Here?
Yeah, so what's going to happen is the beauty of this program is it comes with a customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll have your own, like, login for a dashboard. and it's going to show you what keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, even the location of the search that was performed, like what city it's coming out of. But more importantly, and to answer your question, it's going to track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. And then from your dashboard too, if you ever want to add keywords, run promotions, or change any content, like add photos, videos, etc., you could do that from your dashboard or from the assistance of your account management team, which would all start with me. I'd be your account lead on this.
Okay.
All right. So tell me, since everything's month to month here, no contracts and all those services provided to give you a much stronger online presence, I'm sure you'd love to give this a shot, right?
I'm asking my sales manager what he thinks right now.
Perfect. So while you're asking him, let me just get you everything in writing too. Give me one quick second. What's the best email address for you, Steve?
For today? Use ATESSOC@gmail.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it one more time?
Alpha Tango Echo X-Ray Sierra Oscar Charlie.
Got it. Okay.
At Gmail.
At
tomorrow
Gmail.
It'll probably be steve@mopco.com.
MopcoRoofing.com. I'm going to send you a text in a second with my direct line and extension. So when you change the email, you could change it either from your dashboard or just text me and I'll update it in the system for you. No problem. I'm sorry, you were breaking up again. Can you say that one more time?
Hired a sales manager.
Okay. All I heard was sales manager. It was like cutting out.
I'm really a computer guy. I mean, I'm on the edge. I'm enough to be dangerous because I'm 49, but I've always had people do it for me when I was at ExxonMobil. So I don't never had to do this shit. So I hired a 28-year-old MBA student. Well, actually, MBA graduate, that, ex-professional baseball player.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
He never made it to the majors, but he played in the minors. And
that's tough to do, man.
And all that.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so I just hired him to come do all this stuff. So.
Right. That's good.
I'm asking him what he thinks, because I can pay money and then nothing happens because I'm not ready to do it. That's why I hired him.
Right. So what you would do, like let's say he gives you the thumbs up on this, what you're going to want to do too is just share your login credentials on the dashboard. And that way he could get in there and start adding the photos, videos, promotions you're running. Because your dashboard is kind of your hub to do everything. Like if you put a promotion on there, like, free estimates or whatever it is, right? We blast that out to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta,
Yeah, I mean, we'll do free estimates all day long. I don't mind that.
Right.
But if we were to do it today and it takes me 2 weeks to even get content from you, how does that help me today?
So, that's a great question. So here's the timelines you're going to get in writing. Day one, you have access to your dashboard. That way you could just start getting the photos, videos, et cetera, to us. But if it takes 2 weeks, you're going to see why that lines up perfect. 7 to 10 days from startup, right, your directory submissions will be done. So you'll be submitted to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta. 7 to 14 days from sign up, your Google listing will be live and fully optimized, and we'll have your social media ads running. So that's in that 7 to 14 day mark. Okay. For you to rank on the first page of Google for the 20 keyword phrases we're targeting you for, the timeline we send you in writing for that is 45 to 60 days.
I'm missing everything in Temple and Galene. They just got hammered. But that's all right.
Yeah, so it is a process.
It is what it is. not naive. It just, I'm going to probably do some direct marketing too with mail outs because they got hit by hail hard.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, I know canvassing too, right? It's a big one, you know?
I'm not going to knock on doors.
That's a tough job, man. I used to do that for my brother's company when I was younger. It's like super tough, you know? Nobody wants to answer the door.
No, I mean, we are not going to do it.
Yeah, no.
We're allowed to tape business cards. We're allowed to, you know, tape business cards that says free estimate, but I'm telling everybody they're not allowed to knock on doors.
That's right.
Because that people get pissed.
For sure. For sure.
So, but anyway. All right, so what? So that's your timeline, huh?
Yes, sir.
And I can quit it at any time.
Month to month, no contracts. The reason we do it that way is because we're confident even in that first month, the results you see, you'll stick it out with us.
All right. Are you able to find a webpage at all or any Google reviews or any reviews you've already had?
You don't have any Google reviews because the Google business profile doesn't show me that it's active, but I was able to find your website.
So pictures on it too or just?
No, there's like one, looks like you're on a shingle roof and you have a hammer. That's all that's on it.
Oh, it's just look how so it's just the logo almost.
Yeah, kind of, it's like one cover photo and that's it. There's no services listed or anything. That's why I was asking you too if you wanted us to help redesign the website. You know.
Well, I need to just go with I'm redesigning it. I think my guy can do it.
Yeah, as long as he has it golden by 7 to 14 days, you're good because that's when the Google listing's live and the social media ads are running. And if he needs a couple extra days, like if he wants us to push that to 14 days, you guys just got to communicate with us and we'll make it happen. You know.
Send me a contract or something.
Yeah, so I'm going to send you a text right now with my direct line and extension so you have it, okay? And in a second here, so you're going to get, I already sent you the initial email. It'll be titled Google and Facebook Marketing. You'll also get a welcome email, which will have your login credentials for your dashboard. And you get an initial invoice, which is going to have your terms of experience, which has all of the timelines I just went over with you in writing. Those are going to be sent to you right after I activate the account.
Hold on. So, you... He's just asking, do y'all, because I don't think you make them, well, you can, but he's asking, do y'all make and run all the ads for us?
We do.
So
yes,
you
sir.
Run the ads, do you make them?
We make them and we run them. Now, if he wants to modify the ad ever, he can do that from his dashboard, too.
He was, I just asked, it's his birthday week, and I said, can I add him to the call so we can ask his own questions?
Awesome. What team did he play for? Like, what farm system?
I didn't really get into that. I know that he played for the same system that Barry Bonds did. He holds the record for most home runs over Barry Bonds.
Really? Wow, that's crazy. I'm going to Google it right now.
he also said, that being said, Barry Bonds was there for 1 year, and I played for the farm system for 4, so it's pretty easy to...
Right. Barry Bonds
like,
was so
cool
good.
Yeah, he's like, it's just cool that I have it, but the fact is, if he and Barry Bonds played there for 4 years, I wouldn't even be close.
Right, for sure.
So it was just, it's just one of those, it's funny, but, you know, cool, but not, you know, and realistically, he probably, he's like, yeah, I really would have.
Right.
He said thumbs up to yes, say yes, but we can modify. Okay.
Awesome. So let me, this phone number, the 512-587-6187 number, is that the number that you want the your clients to reach you at?
No, I'll shoot you.
Okay. Don't shoot me, but shoot me the number. Which which number do you want them to call?
I gotta find out.
Okay. Okay.
What number is that? I think it's my office number. It's a cell phone number I'm supposed to take over. So.
Got it. Let me.
I just haven't taken it over yet.
See if I could find it right now. A second. Oh, you haven't taken it over yet, so it's not the number you're talking about.
No, he's got it, right? I've got the old owner is still working for me.
Okay.
I can't really necessarily say he's working for me, but I guess he is. I'm paying him, but you know he's staying on as an advisor for 10 years actually.
Oh wow!
About Parkinson's. Yeah, he's got Parkinson's, and he just.
Oh, wow.
Still make money answering the phone, but, you know.
That's cool.
I got a good business. You know, it works out good for both of us. We can help each other out.
That's what it's about.
I've never been in the roofing company. Yeah. He has been for 40 years, so.
Oh, wow. Wow. How long ago did you get into this industry?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Wow, man. we called, like, perfect timing. And he's been in business, or he's been doing this for 40 years, right?
40 years.
Okay. So 40
yeah,
years.
But I did 90,000 in revenue in my first 13 days.
Wow. Okay. So you know how to run a business, though, you know?
I was a VP for an oil company.
Right. Years. I heard you say that, right, with Exxon?
I ran a $100 million portfolio, so.
Man. Okay. That's crazy. this company.
I want to make money for myself.
Right. For sure. But so it's Motco Roofing LLC, right? Like MOTTCO Roofing.
Well, yes,
okay.
But it was called Motco Roofing and Construction Incorporated.
Okay, that's how it's like registered, or.
Well, it's registered now as Motco Roofing LLC because I needed to get a new EIN. My accountant under no circumstances are you gonna take over his? Because I could have taken over his. He said under no circumstances are you gonna take over his.
Right.
But so I bought his out, which is I own it now too, and that's Motco Roofing and Construction Incorporated. So that's where you would find any information. If you were looking for them, I guess.
Okay.
But I think the office number is...
I think I found it, too.
467-0854. Yeah, 512-467-0854.
854. So 512-467-0854? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me put
did
that
Did you find
in.
That?
No, that's not what I found. I found a 512-217-3259.
Okay, that might be another one that they just shut down. That might be the Burnet number.
The Burnet number, okay. You guys can always, too, in your dashboard, right, you could change the number or just text me and I could change it, too. Like, let's say we start setting up everything and you realize you're like, oh, it's actually this number. It's not like you have to wait a year for us to make, like, a new yellow book. You know, it's all digital. So we could just change it online, you know. So for right now, though, I'll put that 512-467-0854 number in.
I just texted Ron.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So Ron's is 512-217-3259. That's what you found, huh?
Yeah, that's the number I found. I mean, there's a bunch of numbers. There's also two. I see 512-467-0854. And then there's of 512-756-4180. That might be the one you just gave. No, you gave me 4670854. So you guys have a bunch of numbers out there, you know?
Yeah.
What we do too is we clean up the listings, right? To make sure, you know, like the ones we're submitting you to, Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta, we'll make sure the number's the same all across the board. And that really helps with the rankings too.
Yeah, because this one's my personal cell phone. I'll have things go to it off of like a Ring app or something like that, but I'm not going to give my number out.
Right. So 512-467-0854 though, did you find out, is that the right number or not sure yet?
I'm not sure yet.
No worries. We can always update it.
217 is Ron's number, so.
Right.
Yeah, 467-0854.
4670. Yeah. That's the one you gave me.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's our main office number. The other one was Ron's personal cell phone number.
Now, I know you have both names, so how do you want it to be a Mako Roofing and Construction Inc. or listed as Mako Roofing LLC? Like, how do you want it listed?
I think just Mako Roofing.
Okay. Mako Roofing.
But there's a lot of Google, I know they've got a lot of 5-star reviews, and I want to see how I can claim those.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you this, you're going to want to start getting the reviews on Google, so you have reviews on Angie's, you have reviews on Yelp, I don't think there are reviews on House, let me see real quick. Yeah, no reviews on House, and then Angie Leads, right, too. So, what do you call it? If you stop those directories at any point, right, you lose all the reviews. So what you want to do, Google, those are your reviews to keep because we make you guys the owner of that directory. We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize and promote you there. So there's no way to link reviews from other directories, but what you're going to want to start doing is getting your reviews on Google because those are yours forever. You know,
but do we know if there was ever any reviews on Google from Mako Roofing and Construction?
So the roof, when I did the search for the company name, no Google page showed up. So I can't tell until we get into it. If you had a previous listing, which the other owner may have, what we'll do is we'll do a claim process, right, to make sure you guys are the owner of that listing. We'll be added on as a manager. And then it would reactivate it. But I have no idea how many reviews are on there because it's not showing.
Okay.
But if you do have reviews on there, we could definitely get those reactivated for you.
You just have to prove where I bought the company.
Exactly. Like, we'll have you submit to Google, like, your license, et cetera. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so Mako Roofing. Okay. So I have an address for you here of 129 Silkstone Street.
That's my personal home.
Okay. Where's the business registered at?
My home.
Okay. So we want to use that address, but hide it online, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's hide address online. And again, I know you told me earlier, but the zip code we're kind of doing your radius from is that 78729 zip code, right?
Yeah, that's my old address. It's in the center of North Austin. So okay. That's going to hit where we go. Because we'll go to College Station, but we really go to, you know, like Rockdale, which you found on there, but Temple, Killeen, San Marcos, and then Johnson City and, you know, Marble Falls and Horseshoe Bay, all those places that you found. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
What I needed.
Okay. So we'll do the 50
Round
miles then from there.
It covered Austin. It covered everything I needed.
Yeah. There's a lot of cities in there for sure. There's Kempner, Red Rock, Lockhart. I mean, Blanco, Smithville. I mean, it has a bunch of cities listed here. So, okay. So we'll do the 50 miles from there. Now, I know the company used to be AND Construction. So let me ask you: Are we just targeting? Is it just roofing now? Or are there any other services that you want to be found for?
There will be, but I don't think I want to be found for that yet.
Okay, so focus
roofing
on the roofing.
Roofing is our core.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. All right.
We're moving into commercial already. We're moving into, you know, I've got a $260,000 build fit out for commercial.
Wow.
So we're already putting on commercial, but the as far as everything else goes, though, we need to.
I bet Exxon misses
other stuff.
Yeah.
They're still paying.
Yeah. Oh, okay, man, you're killing it for sure. All right, so we're gonna focus on roofing. Are you doing all types of roofs too, like shingle, flat roof, metal roofs?
Our core is shingle, but we are doing mechanical PVC, TPO.
Okay.
We will do metal, but I haven't found a good sub for the metal yet. I have for the TP on the PVC. So I can easily do commercial and, you know, shingle, but when we get into the metal, residential metal, I haven't found it.
Okay. I'm sure you will over time.
I can find a sub in about a week for that. I mean, it really wouldn't take me long.
Right. Okay. Because, you know, you get 20 keywords. So the majority of them will be like roofer near me, best roofers, roofing contractors. Like, they'll go over that. But you can also, like, they'll talk to you about targeting, like, the specific type of roof too, you know, like shingle roofing.
I would say shingle roofing and commercials.
Got it.
Residential shingle and commercial.
Got it. Okay. Let me put that star next to it. Okay. And let's see. Okay, I have the phone number for now. Again, if you have to change that number too, just let me know.
No, he already confirmed that number.
He did? Awesome, my man. All right. And let's see. Oh, let me do this too. Let me add your sales manager on here, just his name. So I'm gonna make him. You want him to be an authorized user on the account, right? Like be able to make changes and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I'm gonna use it. So.
Right. Okay. What's his name?
Taylor.
Taylor, right? With a T.
Yep.
Okay.
Barber.
Got it. All right, so I'm just adding his name on. That way, if I didn't add him, if he called, right, they would have to call you first to, like, get permission. So now I'm just adding him. So if he wants to make changes, like, he can at any point, too. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay.
And his email is just going to be Taylor, T-A-Y, I think, O-R. Let me double check. I don't think it's E-R. I think it's O-R. Yeah, T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Got it.
At mockoroofing.com.
Okay. Got it. Let me add that.
Yeah, and I want him to have full access.
Okay. I'll make sure to note that.
Because I'm not going to do this. I'm telling you that right now. I might have administrator access, but that's why I hired somebody.
Yeah, you'll be the main person on the account, but I'm going to make him our main point of contact. Let me add his phone number in here, too. What's the best phone number for Taylor?
Just don't text him today, okay?
Yeah, I won't. I know you said it's his birthday weekend, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just 940.
Yeah, 940.
940. Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be on the ad or as for y'all?
No, just contact from us. Yeah, just as an authorized.
940. Mm-hmm. 390-0042.
Just make it easier so when he calls, like his number's attached to the account, not for the
he's
listing,
probably going
to
end up
yeah.
having that other number.
Right. Okay. The 512-467-0854, right?
Yeah, I think I'm going to add that to like a Ring account or something to where I can have multiple people have access.
Right. I have a lot of clients that do that where like if they don't answer, it goes to the next person, et cetera. You know?
Well, it's just the office number. Everybody answers it, but you know, there's one person that's supposed to answer it first.
Got it. Okay. All right. So I have him added. So next step to this, Steve, what I'm going to do, secure billing info. I'm going to read a voice verification to you, just outlining our service agreement that everything's month to month here, no contracts. Get your confirmation emails to you. And then I'm going to schedule your onboarding appointment. This will be with your guys' assigned technician. this is where they go through all the fun stuff, like your keywords, the ads, how you want those to look, etc. Okay? Now, as far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Both.
All right. And is it Steve or Steven on the card?
Steven.
Steven, got it. And then Mako Roofing LLC, right?
Yep.
All right, perfect. The billing address, is it the same 129 Silkstone Street?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Amex.
Okay.
Before I give that to you, how do I prove that you're who you say you are?
Okay, so the email I sent you, right, it has our Google Premier Partnership badge in there. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We've been in business 20 years, too, so you're in good hands with us.
Let me double-check it.
Yeah, yeah, take your time, brother.
I haven't looked at that yet.
Yeah.
All
right. I sent that to the ATEXSOC@gmail.com.
Yeah, I gave you
a perfect one. And I'll, once you get the new emails too, I'll update it in here for sure. I'll tell you this too. I've been with the company for 7 years and I have the highest retention rate here. So I really take care of my clients. I'm going to make sure you're taken care of 100%. I have a feeling I'll be talking to Taylor more, but.
You will be. I just need to get, yeah. I just need to get Roos.
Yeah, that's the main goal of this. So what we do, we get you the exposure, and that gives you the opportunity to get the calls for the Roos.
Okay.
All right. All right. So ready for, you said it was an American Express, right?
It is.
All right. Ready when you are, brother.
Hold on. I'm where's my glass? Did I bring my briefcase thing? Oh, those are cool. I like those things. I like them both. Where's my briefcase? I think I left it in. Oh, there it is. Can't even read your email, man.
No? Why?
No, yeah, because I can't. My glasses.
Oh, got you. I wear glasses too, man. For the longest, I didn't wear them, you know? And finally, I just went and got the prescription, and, you know, now I could actually see. Actually, I coach high school football too, so we call the plays off of the bands a lot with the school I'm with, you know? So I need them out there so I could actually read the dang thing.
Is this your summer job, man?
This job here, this is my main job, right? The school I work at though, you know, I mean, I work from 4:30 to 6:30 over there, and then we got the Friday games, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Alright, let me see here. 1 second.
Yes, sir.
What was that? ETHA. Why aren't y'all on LinkedIn, man?
What's that?
Why aren't y'all on LinkedIn?
I have no idea. We're on the BBB. We're on Google. You know, we even show up on the first page of Google in our area too. And we're a Google Premier partner. We're out of Fountain Valley, California. So if you search local SEO services, Fountain Valley, that's what this is, essentially, is SEO. We show up on that first page.
You actually show up second. LinkedIn is beating you out for your own stuff.
Yeah, we're still on that first page, though, which matters. It says we haven't claimed the page?
No.
Let me see. Give me a second. On Google.
It says you'll have 50 to 100 employees or 200 employees that doesn't know and you'll haven't claimed the page.
On Google. You're looking at the Google business profile, right?
Just the first thing that came up. It took me to LinkedIn.
Oh, to LinkedIn. Got you. Yeah, so I don't...
I didn't claim the page.
Yeah, I don't even really use LinkedIn, you know. We have, like, a hiring guy that, I mean, maybe he does, but I'm not positive. I don't know what's on our LinkedIn page.
Well, at least something comes up with my co-roofing now.
What's that?
I just found what you said. I just found what you said, so.
Yeah.
Yes, it does show at least a guy with a hammer and nails. So,
yeah.
Okay. So now when somebody searches, it's nothing. It's not nothing, at least. It shows that there's something.
Yeah. Yeah. When they search your company name, the way this is going to help, though, is they don't have to search your company name. They'll just search roofer near me, best roofers, or any of your keywords you're being targeted for.
I don't know my wallet, huh? I'm using Amex.
All right. Ready when you are, brother.
Look them up. 3716.
Mm-hmm.
645-109-31003.
Expiration date?
729.
All right. And the four-digit code on the front?
6352.
All right. And you said it was 729, right, for the expiration?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now, Steve, is I'm coding out the card. I've already assigned the package to your technician. I'm processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions that I already asked. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Motco Roofing.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Stephen Moffitt, president, owner.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And you are, give me one second. I'm sorry, your last name, is it Motco? M-O-T-T-C-O?
No, Moffitt.
Oh, okay.
M-O-F-F-I-T-T.
M-O-S-S-I-T-T. Is that right?
M-O-S-S. Foxtrot.
F. Got it. Foxtrot.
M-O-S-S.
Perfect. And then Tango Tango, right?
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So this next part, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
So, that's for the phone number I gave you?
Yeah, so it doesn't technically have to be you, right? It could be Taylor,
but that's
right?
The number I gave you, right?
Yes, sir. What do you mean? The number you gave me?
Not my personal number. This is the 467 number.
The number I called you on, the 512-587-6187. Yeah. But all we're saying is you guys just got to be responsive to phone calls and emails. I'm going to make Taylor our primary source of contact. And it sounds like that's his main job is what he's doing there is kind of, you know, the sales manager and helping with the marketing, right? So he just has to be responsive to calls and emails because it's always to just make your listing, have it get better placement essentially. Okay.
Okay, but I'm saying it's to y'all. That's the customer.
Yeah, from us. From us. Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah.
Being responsive to phone calls and emails from us. Absolutely.
Spelled my first name wrong. It's with a P-H.
Is it really? My bad. Let me change it. S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Sorry about that. Is that right? S-T-E-P-H-E-N?
Correct.
All right, my bad, brother. I'll change it right now. Let me resend your invoice too and welcome email with the right name on it. This next part though of the voice verification. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
That's fine.
All right. Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is August 2nd, 2024. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the platinum package. When
the
term
is... month?
What's that?
That's for the first month?
Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay.
It'll be $299 each month. I'm going to read that in just 1 second. All right. So once you're hold on, let me go back. Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That's August 2nd, 2024, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the platinum package. When the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the second day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot, you know? All right. So the client interview, we block off a full hour for that appointment. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so. Do you want me to set this appointment up with Taylor, like for a time with him, or do you want us to call you for that appointment? What works best?
Call me. And
okay.
We'll make the decision. I'll pull him into it.
Okay, perfect. So let me check the time. Give me a second. All right. So the earliest time they have is going to be Monday at 9 a.m. The latest they have that day is 5 p.m. And they have all the slots in between except for the 10 a.m. and the 2 p.m. So what time would work best for you on Monday?
Don't know. Probably around 3.
3 o'clock? Okay. Give me 1 sec. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say Local Splash, CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English. Okay? 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to receive an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know the appointment's coming. And the way this works, it's going to come from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay?
All right.
All right. So give me 1 sec here.
Is it Zoom or is it just on the phone?
It's just going to be on the phone. Yes, sir. Usually it takes about 30 minutes or so, just so you're aware.
All right.
All right, so let me get this sent. Okay. A few more questions for the tech side, too. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or text messages from us?
Phone or text? I mean, if it's text, if it's quick.
Okay. Phone or text. Got it. And let's see. Okay, I have the radius. I found the Facebook page, too. So is the company, it's currently licensed and insured, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Well, there's no license in the
text. Right, right, but it's registered. Right.
Yes.
All right. So yes, yes. Okay. So let me explain these emails that were sent to you. So you're going to have three from local. Oh, I'm going to explain these emails that were sent to you. So you're going to have three from local/supporter. You have a welcome email, initial invoice, and an action needed email. If you can, so the first email I want you to pull up is the one that says local/initial invoice. I changed the name on it too. Sorry about that again.
All right.
So the local/initial invoice, when you have that pulled up, the fifth line down, you're going to see a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Go ahead and click that.
It says you can log on to your account, so I guess I'm in the wrong one.
Yeah, you're going to want to be in the, it'll be from local/support, and it should be titled local/initial invoice. Yeah, I sent one with the wrong name, and then I resent it. So, my bad. It's Friday, man.
Doesn't say initial invoice.
It should say local/initial invoice, no?
Local/local. We are passionate about bringing business on the first page. And we got the 45 to 60 days. Here are your credentials.
Yeah, so that's the welcome email. There should be another one titled local/initial invoice, so.
If you have one that says action needed.
Yep. Then there should be a local/initial invoice as well.
Okay, so what's this here? Work vehicle with license plate.
Okay, so while we're on that, let me explain it. So the action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, those are not pictures that we use like on your Google listing or any of your directories. These are pictures that we use for what's called an advanced verification through Google. So we send it directly to Google. It gets you higher, faster placement, essentially. So they're going to ask for pictures of tools and or equipment, work vehicle, business license, insurance, business card, yada, yada, yada. Now, anything you have on there, you'll want to submit it. Anything you don't, you just skip it. And the way to submit it is by clicking that url.local/.com/Google link. And then it has a form for you to send those pictures.
Yeah, okay.
Especially
I've got
like,
a lot of this, but I don't, you know, you're not going to, I'm not going to give out work vehicles with license plates.
Okay. Yeah, it's just for, so the Google page, right, especially in your situation, if you guys had a previous Google page and you need to claim it, the main thing is going to be sending the business registration and the business insurance. So we could show that to Google.
Business cards and you know, all that stuff, that's possible.
Okay. Yeah, I've had some clients that don't want to send their license plate and they just hide it. You know, it's not that big a deal. The main thing really is the registration.
You don't use work. You use personal vehicles. You keep those separate and pay people mileage. It's clear that way.
Yeah, just skip the work vehicle part then. It's not a big deal for Google. The main thing really is the registration and the insurance. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So that's that action needed email. Now, do you see the local splash initial invoice email?
What's the action needed? Welcome to local splash. And then local. Thank you for choosing local splash.
Thank you for
your
choosing.
Your invoice local is locating at the bottom of the email.
Hold on. Let me see here. Local splash initial invoice. Do you see a blue hyperlink on that one? Yeah, because that does say thank. It says thank you for choosing local splash, and then it has a please click here, right? Five lines down.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead and click that.
All right.
Okay, so it's gonna say local splash terms of experience. This is everything you're paying for in writing. Okay, and it's everything I went over with you, but just to like recap it. Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access, that's the map section, okay? Directory submissions, those are the main directories we're submitting you to. My site, custom website, ignore that one. I put in the notes, you guys already have a site or it's being built. But again, if you need help with the website, just let me know and I'll make sure we throw one in for you, okay?
Okay.
Facebook business page access, Facebook ads, those are those retargeted ads we're running for you. Okay. Google
what
ads.
What do you use on that? Like, my, and what is it typically?
So it retargets you. So what will happen, right, is if somebody
types, what are they going to see? They're going to see our logo or something? And
correct. And so it'll be like a photo, right? And then we do like a, you know, like a catchphrase to kind of catch their attention. But the main thing is we put a, like, click the call button on it so they could just call you directly.
Okay.
Okay. It works really well, trust me. And all it does is...
How soon will that go out?
That's going out 7 to 14 days from startup.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And I'll re-hit all the timelines too in a second. Then you're going to see Google Ads and Google Guaranteed. Those are not included in this program. Those are upgraded services. So Google Ads is pay per click. Google Guaranteed is a pay per lead program. So in the future, like let's say you want more leads or more clicks, right? Those are two good options to be able to increase it.
Okay.
Then you're going to see Google Workspace. That's not needed. That's like a business email. You guys are already creating those for yourselves. And then you're going to see advanced reporting. That is the tracking and reporting system. I'm going to get you logged into that in just a second. And then live client support, any changes you want made, we're able to do it live over the phone with you. Okay. SMS communication is just telling you, so like if we call and you don't answer, we'll just send like a text letting you know we called. Okay. And then delivery dates and client responsiveness. So to kind of just re-hit that, 7 to 10 days from startup, your directories will be done. 7 to 14 days from startup, your Google listing will be live and fully optimized, and your social media ads will be running. For you to start ranking on the first page of Google for the 20 keyword phrases we're targeting you for, the timeline we sent you in writing for that is 45 to 60 days. All right. And then below, it'll show you how your pricing breaks down and like what goes where, okay? At the bottom, after you reviewed everything, it'll have you check a couple boxes, and then it's going to have you type your name in and hit confirm. After you do that, it will take you to a username and password screen. That is for your tracking and reporting system.
So what's this...
Go ahead.
So, no, let's see, I found something. What is this if your customers aren't satisfied with the quality of your work? Google may reimburse the customer up to $2,000.
Okay, so you're looking at Google Guaranteed. So that's not included in this platform. I'm the main person that sets those accounts up here, though. That program is amazing. What it is it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google, and it's the best lead program on the market currently. So the way it works is the leads are only sent to you, so you don't, like, share the lead with other companies, and it comes through via phone call.